Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 9th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Prognostic value of the American Heart Association prevent cardiovascular disease risk equations in cancer survivorship and Haynes population-based study, 2009-2018. This National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey population-based study aim to assess the prognostic value of the American Heart Association, PREVENT, cardiovascular disease risk equations in cancer survivors. Researchers analyzed a nationally representative cohort of U.S. cancer survivors from 2009 to 2018. The study sought to determine the association of baseline cardiovascular risk, as calculated by the PREVENT equations, with all-cause and cardiovascular mortality. Importantly, the provided abstract does not detail the specific findings or conclusions regarding this association or prognostic value. Article number 2. Blood pressure, postural changes variability, is associated with lower cognition, the SAGES cohort. This SAGES study on aging, geriatrics, and the environment in Solothurn cohort study aimed to investigate the specific association between blood pressure, postural changes, variability, and cognitive function in community-dwelling older adults. Building on prior research that linked higher blood pressure variability and postural changes to lower cognitive function, the study sought to clarify this relationship. A previous study notably indicated a greater risk of dementia with higher systolic blood pressure postural changes variability. However, the specific findings and conclusions regarding the association identified in this particular study are not detailed in the provided abstract. Article number 3. Multiomics analysis of skeletal muscle identifies dysregulation of hypoxia-induced genes in peripheral artery disease. This cross-sectional multiomic study aimed to investigate the epigenetic regulation of gene expression in peripheral artery disease, focusing on DNA methylation in skeletal muscle. Researchers compared patients with peripheral artery disease, experiencing intermittent claudication or critical limb ischemia, to non-peripheral artery disease controls. The study hypothesizes that epigenetic modifications like DNA methylation play a critical role in hypoxic cell programs relevant to peripheral artery disease. The specific findings regarding dysregulation of hypoxia-induced genes or DNA methylome changes are not elaborated in the provided abstract. Article number 4. Trimetazidine is associated with ameliorated stroke risk in patients with both ischemic heart disease and atrial fibrillation. This study found that trimetazidine is associated with an ameliorated stroke risk in patients suffering from both ischemic heart disease and atrial fibrillation. Researchers from Hong Kong analyzed clinical data from 1999 to 2013 to determine if trimetazidine, known to improve myocardial ischemia through glucose oxidation prioritization, clinically reduces stroke risk. The findings suggest that trimetazidine may offer a tangible benefit in reducing stroke incidence in this high-risk population. Article number 5. Prognostic impact of modified JMAC score in patients with systolic heart failure receiving transcatheter edge-to-edge mitral valve repair. This study investigated the prognostic impact of a modified JMACS. Japanese Registry for Mechanically Assisted Circulatory Support score in patients with systolic heart failure undergoing transcatheter edge-to-edge mitral valve repair for secondary mitral regurgitation. Utilizing data from the OCEAN Mitral, optimized catheter-based evaluation and assessment of mitral valve repair for functional mitral regurgitation registry, the research aimed to improve risk stratification for these patients. Given the high morbidity and mortality associated with this repair, the development of optimal risk assessment tools like the modified JMACS score is imperative. However, the specific findings detailing the prognostic impact of the modified JMACS score are not provided in the abstract. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.